the former American military chief of the notorious Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq reiterates that Israeli involvement in the U.S.-run facility where hundreds of Iraqi suspects were tortured and sexually abused by U.S. soldiers and interrogators was rampant. This shed further light on the scandal that has served as a controversy magnet for Washington ever since its emergence in 2004. The retired U.S. Army Colonel Yanis Karpinski says that Israeli agents were recruited by the U.S. military at Abu Ghraib to interrogate the prisoners suspected of attacking U.S. forces in Iraq. The report, by the Lebanese newspaper Al-Akhbar, is set to fuel more debate on the matter, as Karpinski had until recently refused to expound on the Israeli connection at Abu Ghraib, despite admitting earlier to the presence of Israeli interrogators in the U.S.-run compound. U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly opposed the release of more photos and imagery of the Abu Ghraib abuses by American soldiers, despite promises to the contrary when he was first elected. Obama later argued that releasing the scandalous photos, labeled classified by the Bush administration, would inflame, quote, the theaters of war, unquote, would also jeopardize U.S. forces and make the life of troops based in Iraq and Afghanistan more difficult. This comes as amidst the recent facts and the recent speakers, as the U.S. Army Colonel Yanis Karpinski, the former American military chief of the prison, actually are coming out now and saying that the Israeli involvement in Abu Ghraib was one of the reasons why the torture and sexual abuse by U.S. soldiers and interrogators has run as rampant as it has, and had been such a problem as it was. You're listening to Under the Olive